Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Sing alleluia, sing alleluia, sing alleluia to the Lord. Be seated. It's my first time to join your adoration. It's marvelous. You know, we're going to build a small chapel, that house, ground floor, C101. We will transform it into a perpetual adoration room. Hope that you like it. Whenever you have time, always, that's your home base, the Blessed Sacrament. So there will be supposed to 24 hours open. Of course, for time being, we cannot have the opportunity to have 24 hours, but it needs the whole day, at least from 9 to 10, always exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. It's very special. I think at this time of the year, of our century, it's more important to pray. In prayer. And that's a message Our Lady of Medjugorje is telling us always. Prayer. In a special way before the Blessed Sacrament. It's a special grace. We need to pray. At times we might lose kind of courage, because 2 days ago you can imagine the massacre in Paris. More than 120 something people died. It's not human will anymore. We need to really have people to do prayer and sacrifice. But day, when will it come that the second coming of Christ, and many messengers from all the world, you can watch some of those messages, they were saying, time is at hand. Time is coming close. But Jesus then gave us a timetable. He said, the time, Lord, the angels in heaven know the Son, but only the Father knows the time. Of course, Jesus himself, he's Son of God, he knows everything. But he said he doesn't know. That means to say, it's just supposed to, just to get the date. It's not his purpose on earth. Not just prepare his second coming. His purpose is that every one of us come back to God the Father in a beauty way, in a beautiful way. We are all born beautiful, clean, bright, joyful. Unfortunately, because of selfishness, original sin that makes us sad, no hope. But that's not the way Jesus wants us to do. He wants each one of us to be a joyful person as if he was joyful on earth. Humanly speaking, he shouldn't be very joyful because many people against him, especially the Jews, because they say the Messiah should come from a rich family or come a kingly family. But he said, who is he? He is a son of a carpenter. So before the people, he has no space. Also, whatever he says, many people say, oh, how nice, Jesus, you talk very beautifully. But there are some people keep those words not for meditation. They keep those words for the future when he was caught and they accuse him because he said this and said that. You see, humanly speaking, he wasn't a he couldn't be joyful. But he's what he said: learn from me. I'm mild and kind of heart. Not because people are good. No way. You don't lead people to be good so that you can be good. You, yourself. You know, once Peter and Jesus and John were together. They were talking. And Jesus told Peter, now you're young, you can go anywhere. But when you got old, you cannot go anywhere. And that he asked Jesus, what about John? And Jesus said, mind your own business. You just follow me. So that's a good word from us. For us, mind your own business. What the other people say about you, talk about you, think about you, mind your own business. You just follow Jesus. That's a point. We lose our peace because many times being criticized or being judged by people, and so we feel sad. If Jesus is not judging you, why are you afraid? So that's the point. Jesus wants each one of us to be joyful at every present moment. If this moment you are not joyful, how can you be sure tomorrow you'll be joyful? And how can you be sure that there will be a tomorrow for you? There must be some day there's no tomorrow for one of us, for each one of us. We don't have, we don't know. You know, when Jesus was telling a parable, there's a man, 1 year, harvest, full harvest, and said, okay, I'll pick a big barn so that I can keep all the things, and then I can rest a little bit next year. And what Jesus comment? Stupid. Tonight, God will take you back to him, and you think about tomorrow. And that's so true. Many times, we thought we are realistic. We are least of realistic. Jesus is most realistic. Be sure that each moment you live in the grace of God. If you are not in peace, most probably your life is not corresponding to the will of God. Even you suffer, you're joyful. If you're not doing the word of God, the will of God, even though you do many good things, but there's not little things, it kills you. Jesus, not a perfectionist, but asked us to be perfect. You remember Jesus says once? Be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Perfect in a sense that moment by moment we try to live the will of the Father. That's all. Nothing else. If the next moment God calls you, stand before him. Blessed are you because you are living the word of God, the will of God, the moment I call you. Otherwise, your mind's going to how to revenge, how not to kill, but and how to do some other stupid things, not the will of God. Jesus, come, I tell you, sorry, my sister, you're not doing very well. You fail because you are not following him. That's why Jesus gave his word, his body and blood, so that we can put more and more and more like him. It's what St. Paul says that there's not I live, but Jesus lives in me. And that's our calling. Now, you're living in Hong Kong. You miss your family. That's true. But your real family is in Jesus. If your heart of Jesus, you have the family members in you. If today you live, oh, I miss your family, but you are not living the will of God, even the family here, they are not your true family. True family is the Lord. So it's a simple way to live the present moment is the most difficult thing, because at this moment you can think about so many other things. Even you stand or sit beside in front of Jesus, your mind going outside, tonight where I'm going, what I have to do, da 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 da. That's not respect to Jesus. Just if Jesus coming on earth, stand here, what will you do? You still think other things? No. You will look at Jesus and attend, pay attention to what Jesus will tell you. And Jesus wants to tell you many things. Why can't you hear? Because you don't have the heart. Jesus once complained to Sister Faustina. He complained to her that many people, after Holy Communion, they take him as nothing. They don't not just respect, they just don't feel his presence in the heart. People just coming taken out. There's no sense of communion, no sense of closeness, no sense of friendship, no sense of transmission of life, no life. Jesus was very sad when he said that to Sister Faustina. And it could be us. We presume that we are better than many people because we come to Mass, we come to adoration, we join association, religious Marians, etc. We do many holy things. But if your heart is not open moment by moment to the will of God, you lose a chance. We externally, you are a very holy person, but only Jesus knows us. You have to ask, how much I'm close to Jesus? Do I know Jesus? Surely Jesus knows you very well. He's standing at your door, but did you open your door? Or you let him in, but you attend him? Or you do all the other works and let him sit down? And that's the way we treat Jesus, because Jesus is so silent. He cannot shout to you, cannot look at you. You feel free. Is that the way we treat Jesus? So this moment we can pause for some time, heart to heart. And Jesus wants us, nothing else. This moment, not the next moment. We pray for one another, so the heart is always yearning to be close to him by living his holy will.